Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Bite Size and it's Tuesday the 2nd of May. I'm Chris Pajak. I'm here to bring you all the latest Liverpool news and rumours in, you guessed it, Bite Size 4. So thank you very much for spending the time with me. Got an action-packed show for you today. We've got Jurrien Timber, who's broken his silence on his Ajax future. Mane could be set for a Premier League return. We've got injury updates ahead of the game against Fulham. Fulham injury update as well, Milner news, and also more on the Klopp versus Tierney fiasco from the weekend. So yeah, let's get into it then. Florian Plettenberg has tweeted about Jurrien Timber. Says Ajax definitely wants to keep him as he's their key player. In case of his transfer in summer, his price valuation is around the 50 million euro mark. Ajax has no concrete offers for him yet. Timber wants to join a top club. Now, it is also being reported because Timber has spoken to Dutch publication De Telegraph and said a transfer is getting closer and closer, so to speak. There is a lot of concrete interest that I've made agreements with Ajax. Last year, Ajax asked me to stay for at least one more season to extend my contract. As a club boy, I did that with love, and after the season, we will review the situation. As the Dutch national team, I often talk to boys who play football abroad. I wanted to take that step someday, but when that is, you will eventually hear, and it will happen in consultation with Ajax. I'm still here anyway, and I'm in no hurry. The focus is now on the cup final and the remainder of the competition. So Plettenberg's basically come out and said there's a fee, and the fee will be around 50 million euros, which works out between 42 and 44 million quid, I think it is. And him saying a transfer is getting closer and closer, so to speak. That is interesting. It's obviously Liverpool have been heavily linked with the centre-half, who can also play as an auxiliary right-back if needed. He's obviously a very, very good player. He's been a key part of that Ajax and Holland side now. And Liverpool and Manchester United are both linked. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Especially with the sort of speculation around Joel Matip and his future at Anfield. It seems to be in the balance at the moment, doesn't it? He's obviously entering the final 12 months of his contract and of the age with the injuries and stuff like that. Maybe it is time to sort of start thinking about new centre-halves. And with this new formation that Liverpool are playing, with Timber being able to play as a right-back and a right-sided centre-half, could this be a match made in heaven? Only time will tell on that, but for what it's worth, I think he'd be an excellent signing for Liverpool. So, on to Sadio Mane. I mentioned a little bit earlier that he could be making a move back to the Premier League, and it is soon-to-be Chelsea manager Mauricio Pochettino that is being heavily linked with a move for Sadio this summer. So it looks like Pochettino is going to take the reins at Chelsea. We know that. And according to Football Insider, Chelsea could offer the forward an exit from his Bundesliga nightmare, with Pochettino set to be named the new manager at Stamford Bridge. And he's reportedly keen on the sign of Mane as the West Londoners look to solve their goal-scoring woes. The report also claims that Mane could cost 30 million quid and the deal could be made easier with Bayern's reported willingness to sell the forward. This is a bit of a mad one for me, to be honest. I would very much not like to see Sadio Mane back in the Premier League with Chelsea, or in fact with anybody else. He's my player. He's our player. He was a Liverpool player. I was okay with him leaving and going to Bayern Munich because he's in a different league. I did think he'd probably knock us out of the Champions League prior to the season. I didn't think we'd be playing Real Madrid again, though, to be fair, did I? It would hurt, wouldn't it? If Mane is playing for Chelsea, but like, did he need him? Is this the right move for Chelsea right now? They've got, and let me just add the figures up here, a bazillion forwards. Do they really need an aging Sadio Mane? Would Sadio Mane, after having a year in the Bundesliga, be okay to come back in? He's obviously 31 years old now, and I know he looks after himself, but would he want to go to Chelsea after all that he did in a Liverpool shirt? I can't imagine he would, can you? It's so weird. And listen, I know he's a boss player and all that type of stuff, and obviously he's just had a bit of a problem at Bayern Munich, but did Liverpool sell him at the right time? I mean, it looked cheap at the time to me. Liverpool might have done the due diligence on this, just like they did the due diligence on Fernando Torres. I think his knee was screwed, wasn't he, when Liverpool sold him? And I'm sure that's going to come out in a book one day. And maybe there'll be something around Sadio Mane and Liverpool in a book one day as well. I don't know. Either way, we ran him into the ground. We got the best years out of him. If he goes to Chelsea, do I think it will work? Probably not. Would that mean, does that mean I'd still want to see him go there? No, I'm definitely not ever wanting to see him in a Chelsea shirt, or in fact, any other Premier League shirt, as I mentioned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So a little bit of an injury update coming out of Klopp's press conference then. Klopp said, obviously after celebrating Diogo Jota's goal at the weekend, it looked like he'd injured himself. Klopp said he'd be out for 6 weeks if he was a player, which is quite funny, isn't it, to be fair? Klopp's a legend. Bobby is training, but Fulham is too soon. And he said it's pretty much the same for Naby, which I'm assuming means he's training, but he's not going to play. That's pretty much the same, isn't it? He's just not going to play for different reasons, probably. Reading between the lines. That's what I'm going to go with anyway. Jota is also a doubt for Fulham, which is a little bit of a concern. Klopp says the forward couldn't train prior to Tottenham and later picked up a knock before scoring the winner. Well, thank you so much for playing on anyway, Diogo, because we really, 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 really needed you to do that. Just mainly for the 3 points, but also because of that other divvy from Tottenham who was a former Everton player and shoving it back in his face. Always good. Always good to see him cry like a baby, isn't it? So, next up then, a little bit of news around Fulham this time. They've been hit with a bit of an injury blow as well. Looks like their captain is going to be missing. Tim Ream has broken his arm and Andreas Pereira has broken his leg, which is absolutely gutting for them, isn't it, I suppose. His pre-match press conference on Monday, Fulham manager confirmed both his captain and most used player will miss the remainder of the season. Tim and Andreas started all the matches this season. They're two big misses for us, two key players for us. It's not a normal scenario. It was really unlucky afternoon to lose both Ream and Pereira versus City, but now it's a chance for others. So centre-back Ream and midfielder Pereira clocked more minutes than any other Fulham player this season, while first striker Alexander Mitrovic is also suspended. Willian, who had started 19 of the previous 21 prior to the hamstring injury, is also a doubt according to Silver. Issa Diop is likely to replace Ream at centre-half, partnering Tosin Adebayo-Yo-Yo, while Tom Kearney is expected to step in for Pereira. Gutted for them, beat them, move on, forget about it, then don't feel sorry for them. And this is slightly older news, actually. But I think it fell in between Friday's bite size and Monday's bite size. And because, you know, Chloe and whoever did it yesterday just aren't as good as me. I'm going to do the story now. And that's James Milner. His future at Liverpool remains unresolved, as we know. There's a possible move for him in the summer, and Brighton are among the clubs pursuing Liverpool's number seven. According to The Athletic's David Ornstein, there's been no indication that the club will offer Milner a new deal, despite Klopp suggesting he would like him to stay. That opens up Milner to follow Firmino, Keita, Ox, Loney Arthur, and possibly Adrian through the exit door on free transfer. 37-year-old, according to Ornstein, is already attracting Premier League interest, with Brighton considered the favourite. That would mean he would, if Lana's still there, then he'd probably link back up with him. Burnley are also being touted as showing an interest, which would reunite him with Vincent Kompany. Obviously, he worked with Vincent Kompany at Manchester City. In fact, Vincent Kompany was James's captain, wasn't he? Leeds are obviously continually linked with him, so that will be a thing as well. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how you feel about that one. Like, I mean, yeah. They will, in fact, thinking about it, Adam Lallana was recently offered a new contract, wasn't he, by Brighton, so he probably will link up. And Brighton, would they offer him a prominent role? Maybe. His age, would you offer him a prominent role? I mean, they've been so good, Brighton. If Brighton want him, I don't want to let him go. And I don't want to let him go anyway, but certainly if Brighton want him, they're like pretty much better than us at the moment, aren't they? Don't think they will be next season. But yeah, I don't want to let him go. I feel very strongly about that. I want him to retire at Liverpool and I want him to be a coach. Yeah? Yeah. Sounds. Final story of the day then. But before we do that one, it is the Jurgen Klopp Paul Tierney story. But before we do that, I do want to mention quickly, if you don't mind, what's available and upcoming on Red Men Plus and Red Men TV's free channels this week. Obviously, we had the Red Men Originals podcast yesterday, where they just were on fine form talking about Jota breaking Spurs' hearts, which it was a glorious podcast. You need to give that one a listen. With the Bias Football podcast on Red Men Plus, talking about the relegation battle and how boring City are. We've got the watch along upcoming with me and Errol, as well as all the usual pre-match and post-match content. That'll all be out on our free channels on Wednesday evening, UK. Journo Insights coming up with Neil Jones Thursday. We've got Thursday Night Pint with Ian Byrne and Nick Pete. That promises to be an absolute belter. Pretty much one of my favourite shows of the week at the moment. And we've got The Deep Dive with me and Josh Williams coming out on Friday. So if you want to listen to those great shows as podcasts or watch them as videos, then just head to redmenplus.com. Into the final story then. Jurgen Klopp reveals what Paul Tierney said to him after Liverpool exchange that shouldn't have happened. So Klopp has basically apologised for the way in which he acted during Sunday's 4-3 win over Tottenham Hotspur. Asked to comment on the events of Sunday afternoon when speaking at his press conference this afternoon, that's Tuesday afternoon, Klopp told reporters, the whole situation shouldn't have happened at all. It was out of emotion, anger, and that is never a good leader for the things you do. I was still angry, which led to the way I celebrated. I didn't say anything wrong. I was shouting, without you, without you. Doesn't even make a lot of sense, but that was all. Couldn't really get close to the fourth official. I didn't want to get close to him, not at all. I then felt my muscle and Paul Tierney team over to me. I didn't expect the red card. I know I had a red card not too long ago and didn't expect for a second red because I didn't feel it was right. I expected the yellow card in that moment. And he said, for me, it's a red card, but because of him, the fourth official, it's a yellow. He showed me a yellow card and smiled at my face. That's it. Red card for what? We then go inside. I tried to calm down and it didn't work properly. I go into all the interviews and I said what I said. Maybe I should have said he told me it was a red card and I didn't think it was. The rest of the things I said about how I feel about Paul Tierney whistling his games. I'm sure he's not going intentionally, but there is history. These things have happened in the past in decisive games. They've happened. That's a feeling, nothing else. So Jürgen has spoken out about Paul Tierney. The world's gone mad about this, hasn't it? I mean, have you seen the video of his Dermot Gallagher flying around Twitter where he basically talks about Haaland's high boots and says, oh, well, he's trying to get the football and it is high, but it's definitely only a yellow card. And then you see the Jota one and it's like, it's a red card. He plays for, basically, he's like, he plays for Liverpool. Red card. Haaland plays for City. Yellow card. You need to check that video out if you haven't seen it on Twitter. It's so infuriating that we get treated differently by these referees. I know that every fan of every club says exactly the same things, but there is history with Paul Tierney. It hasn't gone unnoticed by the Liverpool fans, by the Liverpool manager, by the Liverpool players, and that there's something wrong there. And maybe he's just inept. Maybe he's just a fool. Maybe he's just crap at his job. But if he is crap at his job, then he shouldn't be doing his job. Anyway, that has been Redmen Bite Size. If you want to support us, then please head to Redmen Plus. .com. Sign up. You can listen to everything we do in podcast and video form. I love you forever. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next time on Bite Size.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.